call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, daddy gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And daddy gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes, and smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So, daddy gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit MondayHairCare.com to find a stockist near you.
Good morning, everyone. It is Alex and Sophia back at it again for another episode of Call Her Daddy. We hope at this point you're all calling yourself daddy in the fucking bedroom, or at least forcing your partner to. So let's do a quick recap of last week, a little update on our lives. So I left Sophia unattended for a week and I went to Paris. Before we get into that though, Sophia, how was your week without me and Lauren, our other roommate? She was in Iceland. So you had the apartment to yourself. Tell me about it. Go.
Honestly, at this point, I've been single for so long, I am finding myself sexually aroused by anyone that will make eye contact with me for like more than 2 seconds. I fell in love with a homeless man on my way home from work.
Like, you're not, like, I love you, have a man bun, let's legit, fucking go.
Legit. I don't even know anymore, like, if I'm genuinely attracted to these people or not. It's like, I don't even know. I'm just so horny, everything looks hot.
No, and that's fine. Honestly, I've been checking you out over here. You are, fucking the cameraman, Sophia.
I know. What are you doing after this, by the way, cameraman?
He's like, okay, I'm getting harassed at work. Anyways. So, like I said, I was personally in Paris with a guy. You know, you're expected to fall in love when you go to Paris, except for the fact that I didn't fucking find love. There was no fucking love found. More so, let's just say, my vagina was drier than a fucking dryer sheet.
Cute.
Okay,
it
was an extremely interesting trip. To sum it up, let's just say, I left the guy, and I escaped to the fucking airport without telling him. I kind of want to elaborate, but at the same time, I feel like it's too ripe, and I kind of want to just...
Too soon.
Let's leave the details of the Paris trip to another podcast. However, I know you were thinking about me while in Paris. Guys,
no.
All right, here we go. So, Sophia texts me when I'm in the middle of my Paris trip, and I remember I was laying in bed, and I get a text from Sophia. And in all caps, she's like, emergency, you need to come home. And I'm like, oh my God, at this point, I want to leave the fucking trip. So anything, like, you need me to make a taco for you, I'm there, baby girl. However, you text me and you go, emergency, you need to come home. And then you follow it up. I think you're in the hospital. And you follow it up with, I need you to come take a nude for me.
Dude, it was a fucking emergency. Like, Taking nudes is no joke.
No.
It's a form of art. It takes a village. The tit shot is so easy. I could fucking do it with my eyes closed at this point. The ass shot, however, it takes flexibility, creativity, stamina, concentration. And while my girlfriend, you, Alex, you were gone, I found myself in pain, like trying to contortion my arm around my back. And I was just like, holy shit, I need someone to take this for me. I need Alex.
Dude, I understand where you're coming from. And I'm so fucking sorry I wasn't there for you in your time of need.
I apologize.
At the end of the day, though, I think I did help you out.
You did. You did. Alex, you sent me a few nudes that you had stored. A few examples.
Handy and ready, baby.
And you're going to die. I was so desperate at this point. I was like, I need to fucking learn how to use Photoshop because I'm about to fucking color your blonde hair brown and play it off as my own.
No.
I'm not fucking with you. At that point, I was like, if I threw on an emoji of a brown hair whatever on this picture, like, what would the guy do? Honestly, what would he do?
Honestly, guys are so fucking nasty. They may for a split second be like, oh, okay, like the emoji's kind of weird, but whatever. I'm about to go take myself to my room and take care of myself like I know I can.
100%. I could put a fucking like emoji of like the kissy face and they would still be like, I'm going to go take care of myself, jack off,
You're
whatever.
You're like, babe, I'm trying to help you the fuck out.
Yeah, like I would honestly just play it off like, babe, I was trying to be artsy. I don't want to send you like any typical run-of-the-mill nude. I'm going to add emojis. I love
you. An emoji over my fucking face and it might as well be Sophia fucking Franklin.
Yeah.
At this point, guys, rate this podcast 5 stars and leave a positive review. And if you do, let's send them a fucking nude.
Yes. If you leave 5 stars and leave a comment, I will personally send you a nude. It may be me. It may be Alex. It's up to your imagination. Have fun
with it. You know what? This is something that Sophia and I were talking about. So when Sophia, I came home and she's like, you know, I want you to take a nude of me. I'm wondering to guys, what do you guys think if they get a nude from a girl and clearly they did not take the fucking nude?
Oh my God.
Is it weird? Like, do guys, an ass shot is an ass shot, whether it's taken from someone else or not. You see the ass, you know what I mean?
I really don't think they would care. I'm going to buy you a brown wig and we're going to do a photo shoot. It's happening. And if a guy honestly was like, Sophia, that's not your butt, I will be like, you greedy motherfucker. You got a picture of a beautiful, bodacious butt, and who gives a shit if it's mine? Fucking hashtag be grateful. Goodbye.
Be grateful, motherfucker. Be grateful. You're graced with an ass. Take the ass or leave it.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't agree more. While we are on the topic of nudes, because I know everyone's listening close, because who isn't sending nudes at this point? Okay. Sophia and I have a fucking public service announcement.
Legit, if you weren't listening before, listen up now.
We are about to drop some fucking knowledge that will change lives.
Change.
All right, pause. Here we go. Listen in. Nudes and the iCloud do not mix. I state that because, listen up, folks, if you send an old nude and the person saves it, which they 1,000% will, they can see the date that you originally took the photo, okay? So, aka, if you took it back in December, they will see it and you are exposed, game fucking over, folks.
Holy shit. Let's
break it down a little bit more, okay? Imagine the situation. You are in bed. You're telling this guy you're thinking about him and you need to send a nude ASAP, okay? Things are getting heated. You've got your fucking pimple cream on, your glasses are on, lights are out, you're ready to knock the fuck out, all right? Sophia, what do?
We and everyone else listening result to sending that old nude that you know is great.
Yes. Everyone has that fucking old fire-ass nude that they have ready to go, locked and fucking loaded.
All right, so you find your old nude and you're ready to send, and then what?
All right, so this is the most important part, and everybody listen up. It is fucking imperative that you screenshot the original nude and then proceed and go send the screenshotted version of the nude with the new date, or the cloud will fuck you.
Wow. Okay. I think we're at this point you need to fucking explain to them how we found this genius revelation out. How did we find out
it that is this fucking happens? Genius. All right, let me explain. So how we found this out is my ex called me the fuck out because he was basically said he was saving the pic. He was saving it to his iPad and then he went to look at it and he couldn't find it in that date because his shit was in the memory option where it goes by dates. He's trying to scroll the fuck up. And meanwhile, I was no longer in that month. I was chilling in fucking January ass out. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And it was so fucking awkward.
So rough.
It was horrible. And he was like, what the fuck? Was that pic for another guy?
Oh, my God.
Are you reusing nudes? Blah, blah, blah. And of course, I'm a fucking psycho. I came up with the most genius response and he's an idiot and believe me and it doesn't matter. Now, I think it's so funny. You and I were talking about this the other day because guys have now sent me pictures. And the other week specifically, a guy sent me a pic and I saved it to my phone. And I saw the poor guy doesn't know that we're this. See, this is the problem, Sophia. People don't know we're this psycho and we're this calculated. So the guy sends me a pic and it was really hot as shit. I'm like, oh my God, you're great. I save it. And the poor guy, I realized he sent it. He took the picture a week before. Okay.
Wow.
AKA God only knows how many girls got that goddamn picture within that week.
Yeah.
So you know what? The moral of the story is be fucking careful and watch your credibility, people.
Yes. Like, don't get sloppy here, people. I mean, I know half the people you are probably sending it to are like so dumb that they wouldn't even notice, but protect your name out there, folks. No. It's scary out there.
I think it would be really fun to test this. So everyone go. I want you to save pictures that people have sent you, even if it's selfies, etc. Go and click the memories options and see if you can catch any fucking people that were faking that date. I want everyone to check. And if you find people and you're exposing them, please go right into callherdaddy.com and let us fucking know. Dude.
We are about to ruin relationships straight up.
No, we are.
Ruin.
People are going to be like, what the fuck? My girlfriend took that two fucking years ago and it's her go-to.
And I love how we just fucking breeze past the fact that your ex was so open, like, hey, I'm gonna save this. If you think that your nudes are not being saved to the my iPod Touch, my Apple Watch, my Kindle, the fucking hard drive to the hard drive.
The backup, the hard drive.
Exactly.
It's so true. It goes back to the truth that guys worship these things, okay? They will never ever the motherfucking nudes. And I'm telling you this even, and I feel bad because at least we're fucking jaded over here. The thing is, girls, and I hate to break your heart, if you're in a committed relationship, it doesn't matter. Guys are keeping those nudes. And even if they have to send that shit, because if you're a nosy girlfriend, they're going to send that folder to one of their homeboys and they're going to keep it for them. But at the end of the day, those nudes exist and they're here to stay.
Hashtag nudes never die. Like, guys are literally like, God, take my eyes, my nudes.
A guy will lose his family photo albums, government issued ID, social security card, passport, birth certificate before he fucking loses and deletes all of the nudes in the secret album on his phone. It's just life. Dude, like we talked about the other day, my fucking ex told me the first thing he did when he broke up is he deleted my nudes.
L-O fucking O.
Die. Literally, needless to say, we kind of had a sexual reconnection for a hot minute a few months after, and he sent me a picture of myself, and he wrote, and he was like, oh my God, like, this is my favorite fucking one of you. Meanwhile, I'm like, bitch, you said that shit was gone. Good try. Nudes live on forever, and fuck that shit.
Okay, the boyfriend that I got caught cheating on.
Episode two, always plug, go listen to it.
Yes, it's fucking amazing. He came across one of my nudes, and guess what? It brought him right the fuck back.
He's like, my God, I'm never going to talk to Sophie again. She's fucking
I remember that. Okay, let me text her real quick.
No, it's so fucking true. Okay, let's talk. What were we talking about? The V.
The V.
People are like, what about the V?
Shaving the motherfucker.
Okay, so the other week, Sophia and I were talking about, I think every girl specifically listening to this podcast will be able to relate to this, and guys are probably going to maybe be shocked. So we were talking about this. You're going on a date or you're going out. It's not a single decision. It is a collective decision between you and your girlfriends, am I shaving the V tonight or not?
It's more of like an announcement. You're just like, guys, I refuse to shave this because I will not be hooking up with someone.
Yeah.
You know the really cool thing about that? Is you end up in a random person's shower at 3 a.m. with a random razor fucking shaving that shit off in a blackout. That's what happened.
Then you fucking wake up in the morning. Let's not discard that. You wake up in the fucking morning. You're like, did that happen? Oh, shit. You look down. It's a fucking bald eagle down there. You're like, wow, how did that happen? How many girls? Please write in and let us know. You have been in that fucking shower finding that fucking dirty ass, random ass razor. It could be a guy's razor. And you are taking it to the V like a champ because you know goddamn well. You're like, I have a mission. I'm going to do this tonight. And I don't care what my sober self was thinking. It's going down.
Literally wake up the next morning. You're like, oh, I don't think we hooked up. And then you look down there and it's fucking like, bald. And shaved, and you're like, I am now 99.9% sure something happened.
Something went in and out. Guys don't understand, like, we use it almost as a protection shield. It's like pure strategy. Once you get hammered, you start to forget your morals. It's like, and then all of a sudden, the bush is what brings you back. Oh my God, that's poetic. The bush brings you back to remembering, oh wait,
yes.
I promised myself I'm not gonna fucking hook up with this guy.
Yeah.
Wait, let's think about it. Because we know we have kind of like 50-50 listeners. How amazing is it we're sitting here talking about this? There's no fucking guy in history. He's showering, getting ready for his date or his night out. And he's in the shower and he's like, hell nah. I'm not going to shave that shit. I don't want to get my dick sucked tonight. I don't want to move that fast. I don't want to fuck this bitch. It's like, hell fucking no.
I'm like dying right now. No guy. A guy could be like, I literally just worked out, fucking walked through the Sahara Desert. It's disgusting down there. And they're like, still, can I put it in your mouth?
Legit. Like, so fuck that. But I think honestly, the difference is between guys and girls. At the end of the day, we're the ones that can get fucking pregnant. And so I'm just going to be honest. That kind of brings me, can we talk about condoms?
I
feel like we should.
I mean, I don't even know how to answer that because are they still around?
No, exactly. Condoms, do they even fucking exist anymore?
I don't know.
So Sophia and I were talking about this. God, we talk about so much shit. Yeah. We're so inappropriate sometimes. We go to 99 Cent Pizza. We're out late night and we just start talking. We're like,
I know.
I hope people know that this podcast also translates into our everyday life.
Yes.
This is not a show, folks.
No.
This is how we talk. And we talked to Lauren about it too. And Lauren's like, no, I don't think that way.
Yeah,
like, we're sizing guys up.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Oh my God. Are we really going to go there?
Go for it.
The other day, we were meeting with someone.
Yeah, don't say who.
Obviously, okay. We were meeting with someone, and I left the meeting, and we were getting pizza, and I was like, oh my God, doesn't blah, blah, blah have a huge wiener? And without hesitation, Alex goes, absolutely. Like, it wasn't even a question. It wasn't like, what's happening, like, in his pants. It was just like, yep,
we
does.
Think the minute we meet guys, we're like big or small or in between. Even we've said there's no way he's in between. He's either tiny or he's fucking packing. What is wrong with us? And we bring it up to our roommate Lauren, and Lauren's like,
yeah, we're like, Lauren, do you ever just like, you know, like when you're fucking getting pizza and the pizza man, like, you obviously size up his dick, right? And she's like, you know, I honestly don't do that.
And so we're like,
oh, we're like, normal person.
Fuck, right, normal thoughts. Okay, so we need to reel it in. So anyway, so Sophia and I are talking about this other week with regard to condoms. It's crazy because, all right, so you and I, we've both dated guys that are older, in like their 35 range, and then we compare that to a guy that's more in our range, like in their 20s. Older guys usually will always have a condom on them.
Yeah.
And then the younger generation fucking forget it.
Like, you know, they don't know what a condom is.
They don't know what a condom is.
I don't understand. I don't know how to put one on.
No. No.
Meanwhile, you and I are still over here, like, we can't even get to the condom talk because we're like, okay, so we had a date. We had one date, which means that we can go to first base. And now, like, how long until we get to second base?
Dude, and I know people probably like, there's no way. But the fact that we still talk about bases. Why?
Can you imagine if on the fourth date, you and the guy go back to his room and you fucking put a little lotion in your hand, grab his wiener, and you're like, this is about to feel great. And you're like, okay, we're hitting second base, a hand job. He would tell you to get lost.
Dude, meanwhile, Sophia, wake the fuck up. No one has given a fucking hand job since 1999.
Let's just let that.
Dude, honestly, I would love to hear people's comments on this. This is a topic about condoms that Sophia and I have been, we've been kind of talking about it for a few weeks now. So girls specifically, do you feel this way with guys? Like, no one is really bringing condoms around anymore, like fucking idiots. And guys, do you have a reason as to why you don't? Don't fucking write it and say, because it feels better. We know that. But I mean, logistically, like, we've heard from some guys saying, like, you don't want to come off as the minute you start hooking up. And then you whip this fucking condom out. It's like, okay, so bitch, you thought. Bitch, you thought you were about to sleep with
it's
me.
It's like, spread your legs, we're going.
Girls get all freaked out because they're like, oh, so you brought a condom. So you were prepared. So you thought you were going to fuck.
So we're not fucking because you thought we were fucking.
Like, exactly. Girls are so we are. Now let's transition. First and foremost, I think we should answer some questions people wrote into the site. Again, we love including you guys into the podcast.
Yes.
Like, Sophia and I have... Well, first of all, we're fucking brilliant. We love having our little own moments, but you guys really make it fucking enjoyable.
The questions you guys write in, I
genius
die over them.
Die.
They're amazing.
We lay there in bed together,
yes,
and we read them. And so if you guys want to be featured on an episode of Call Her Daddy, go to callherdaddy.com and you can write us questions, write us stories, or really anything that comes to your mind, just write in and we will probably hopefully feature you on the next episode.
Yes.
So this is from Megan. The guy that I'm hooking up with is constantly asking me to eat his ass. He also wears a man purse. I'm like 100% sure he may be gay. What do I do to find out for sure?
My answer right now,
I know,
might
I know
put you guys into fucking,
I know what you're gonna
shock.
Say. Do it.
You hit him with a porn test.
Boom! Tell him what the porn test is, Sophia.
The porn test. You literally find the hottest gay porn you can. There's a lot out there.
Get after
two
it.
Guys. And then you get it on your phone. You go over to him. You press play. You graze his dick with your hand. And if there is any movement while he's watching that porn, he's gay.
Yeah.
Boom.
Done.
Done.
Dude, it's so simple. Sad. We've done
it's
it to
simple.
Someone.
How yes.
messed up. I will never forget. Sophia and I were in a different state. I won't expose him because you know who you are because I love you. Listen to the podcast.
Yes.
But we were like, dude, he's not trying to hook up with you. What's going on? We go into the fucking bathroom. We whip out the porn test.
Yes.
And this poor guy's like, oh, what's going on?
He passed.
He passed.
I was convinced he was gay. I was like, there's no way
yeah,
this
no,
is happening.
It's true.
But he passed the
he passed.
Test.
But I swear to God,
with
guys.
With flying colors.
All right, next one. So this is from Lexi. She said, do you think guys think less of you if you fuck them on the first date? I'm going on a date with a guy who I'm really attracted to, but also want to be taken seriously. I have a feeling he's, of course, going to ask me to go back to his apartment. Is this a bad idea? Help.
Okay, without being, like, too serious.
Yeah.
Really, as women, we need to stop that. We need to stop putting so much emphasis on the guy. Like,
yeah,
if you're in the mood, if you're feeling it and it feels right, like, go for it.
Agreed.
I've had relationships that, like, just started off as fun.
Yeah.
And they ended up being, like, my serious boyfriend.
To me also, and then there's the complete retrospective of I've also, guys have been like, okay, we're on our 10th fucking date, bitch. Can you show me what your neckline looks like? Like, I am
you
making these
you
guys
didn't
wait.
You hit him with the fucking lubriderm in your hand and the
I'm
hand
doing a little handy. No, legit.
Wow.
Basically, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You can either do it on the first night, do it 3 months later.
Mix it up.
Don't overthink it because at the end of the day, are guys overthinking it? A guy wants to fuck,
no.
He wants to fuck. And then if you guys like each other, keep it going. Whatever.
Okay, I'm going to read this one. This
okay.
one's great.
Okay.
This one?
Dude.
put me over the edge. Like, I was laughing about this for hours. Jack, you are my hero. I want to marry you. Can we hang out? Okay, Jack. Thoughts on going many rounds in a row? As a guy, I'm really content with one round, but some girls want, like, five rounds in a row.
Jesus.
One time, I even spit on her back, pretending to come because I was all drained. Thoughts?
Ah! Holy shit! I don't know if we just blew out your fucking ears on your headphones. I'm sorry. Holy fucking shit. No, that is fucking incredible. I'm sorry, because the amount of orgasms girls fake while they're getting fucked. I'm sorry, I'm putting it out there. Girls, you know you feel it.
We all do. Honestly, Jack, I applaud you and keep it going.
Next,
Ryan said, I found it's a lot harder to organically meet people now, and when I do match with people on dating apps, I've been told my Insta isn't full of fun pics with friends, and that's a red flag. How important do you think social media is in today's dating scene?
I'm cutting you off.
I know.
If that is the case, that people are looking for how many friends you have
in pictures, I already know what you're going to say.
I am never getting a fucking date because my Instagram has zero fucking friends on it. It's just me and my fat ass fucking head. So, okay, I'm single for life. Aside from that, guys with Instagrams, I always look like, what are they working with? Because to me, guys that have all pictures of themselves are not as attractive.
I'm like thinking about it now.
Girls are easier.
I'm having a revelation. Girls can get on Instagram and just post
selfie.
Pics
yeah.
of them being hot. Like,
guys, no.
How do guys do Instagram?
I don't get it. Pains me. I remember when I'm on this new dating app that I'm not allowed to speak about, when I see pictures of them and they're like posting selfies, I immediately click no.
Oh.
To me, the thought of a guy posting a selfie, I don't know why. It's like his mental state. Like, I've never dated a guy that I've ever seen.
His mental state.
What is he doing? What are you
He's
doing right
unwell.
Now? He's unwell. He's unwell. Listen, think about it. You and I are sitting on our fucking couch in our apartment and I'm like, dude, is this guy hot? What's the thing you always say? You always say, dude, look how hot his friend is.
True.
And then we stalk his friend and we go, yeah, let's go hang out
with
them.
But also, we get mad if they take selfies, but then we also don't like when they fucking post a picture of the fish that they caught Cuba.
Or stop taking a fucking picture of your car and making your ABI, bitch. Yeah, I don't want to date a car. I want to date you.
True.
And your dick. Okay, Alex, stop. Okay, next one. This anonymous girl has written, and she said, please help me, in all caps. I've only had sex 3 times with 3 different guys, and I'm 21. I lost my virginity like a year ago, so I feel like I'm a starfish. Like, I kind of just lay there and take it. How do I not do that? Okay.
Okay.
Sophia.
Honestly.
Help our girl.
Okay. And I'm going to be serious again.
No,
what the
good.
Fuck
no.
is up with me?
No.
I'm all in my feels today, people.
Oh,
wow.
When we get her there, we know.
Yes. I'm going to start crying pretty soon, honestly. I'm tearing up.
Please don't.
Sex is supposed to be enjoyable for you, homegirl.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, you should. How can I say besides masturbate?
No, but fuck it. Say it.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like,
people are so awkward about this.
Yes.
Shit.
Like, masturbate, touch yourself, see what feels good to you, and then incorporate that into fucking sex.
No,
like,
I agree.
What it should be. Like, stop focusing so much on the guy and focus on yourself and what feels good.
I agree. No.
And then, on top of that, gyrate on his dick.
Also, fucking throw that ass back and
throw that ass in a circle, baby. Woo!
We have one more. I'm changing it.
No. Why?
Because the last person that's coming on to the podcast, it's not Bethany.
Okay.
Ready? Yeah. We're bringing in Sophia's mom.
Lola?
Fucking Lola.
Wow, Lola.
I know you're listening. I love you so much. Okay, so the other week, tell people what she was
saying. Oh, I know exactly what you're referring
there you
to.
Go, there
okay.
You go.
When I recorded the first episode, my mom really contemplated disowning me. She was a little bit in a state of shock. She was like not into it. She was like, Sophia, what the hell are you doing? And I'm like, you know what, mom, take a nap. We're moving on.
Okay. So Sophia is at work one day. I'm at home. She puts us in a group chat and she says, girls, ... And I'm ready to get ripped a new asshole your horse. You're doing this. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Me too. I was asking, like, should I block my mom? You know, I love blocking. Can I block my mom?
She slides the fuck in and she goes, girls, I think I need to be a guest on the podcast sooner rather than later.
Yeah,
and she wants to be in and around the episode.
Yeah, what a little, Wow.
Wow.
You know what, Mom? Fame will get to you. Fame will get to you, bitch. I didn't call my mom a bitch.
We were laughing because obviously everyone's asked, oh my God, what do your parents think about this? What you guys are saying, what you're doing? Listen.
They all want a piece of the fame.
Wow. I think we gotta end it there. I know we promised people we were gonna talk about butts, anal, etc. Yes. And we were gonna talk about how to give the girl Gluck Gluck 3000. But let me just say something with regard to at least anal. Guys, we're in the beginning stages of this relationship. This is episode 4.
We're like first base approaching second base. Like, come on.
Even though I just told him how to give the sloppiest fucking blowjob in the downtown region. But fuck me, right? Okay, so anyways, thanks so much for listening, guys. This is what we're going to do. We really need you guys to rate this podcast 5 stars. But I mean, I'm not going to tell you how many stars. Five stars.
Hold up your hand. How many fingers? Five.
Five.
Go.
Okay. So rate us 5 stars. And then also give us an honest, positive review. And I repeat, honest, positive review. If you guys can slide down on our channel, I don't really actually know what it does, but I think it's a really big deal if we get great reviews and so we can keep making this podcast.
Yeah,
also,
so we can keep exploiting ourselves.
Right.
Just rate it 5.
Right. Just rate it 5 so we can keep talking about dick and anal and whatever else. Also, we're going to be giving away a Call Her Daddy sweatshirt at random. So we're going to go through all the comments and whoever leaves a comment that we really fucking like, you're going to be sent a Call Her Daddy merch sweatshirt.
I can't wait.
Who the fuck doesn't want to match us?
Boom! I can't wait. Yes!
So, everybody, thank you so much for listening to Call Her Daddy episode 4. And we will see you again. Listen, every fucking Monday. We
every
are making
Monday,
it great
baby.
Again, baby.
Yes.
We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.